VFW Mobile.
Good morning, KM4NAP. How's it going?
Yep, it's going good for a Friday. How about yourself?
I'm running on time.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be a good day for you. Looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, me too. We'll get the women on one end and we'll get on the other end. And we can talk radio and they can talk whatever.
Can't write in our ear neither, right?
If there is, I don't know nothing about it.
I think you guys should use a transmitter anyway.
We got off the air, the guy from France come on, and man, I have tried. I mean, he was 9+ there, and I couldn't get him to call me for nothing.
Dude, like I said, got ways of the piles over and sneak between them. That's the only way you're gonna do it.
Tried to get him several times myself, and hadn't done any good. And so I guess we just weren't holding our mouth right.
Well, I sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 days to get somebody.
I've tried him and that, but I did hear him. There was a woman up in New York that was trying to get him, and she was only a 4-4 for him on that. But then he knew she'd been trying for a little while on that, and he called her out and broke everybody else off until he could get her. So that was a pretty good thing.
Guys use beam, so sometimes they're using a beam, and sometimes it's real hard to get, it's hard to get in there.
Get Italy twice, two different operators, so that was good.
Remember, sometimes, that's, you think about it, if you were running, let's say you were running 1,500 watts instead of 100, now you would have had another S unit and a half. So you would have been right in it.
Sort of just work him on 100 watts, right?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, like I said, when we get a barrel on that thing, you're going to increase your signal by about, even a 4-1 barrel will get you close enough. You'll get that set up at least another 6-8 dB on top of what you got. So you're going to be right in it.
Heard an operator out of Washington State, and he was calling CQ, but I just couldn't get back to him. But his noise level was like an S9 already, so he was already struggling.
I heard a DX, one guy made a joke one time. He had noise cancel on that antenna, and I was on 10 meters, and I just happened to get in there, and he says, "Well, I got a real thing, Cap." I said, "What's that?" He goes, "I'm going to give you, can I send you a DX array?" I said, "What's that?" "The worst center on the bed."
Easton with you when you were talking to Italy?
He was sitting there logging them in, and I tried to get him to talk to him. He wouldn't do it.
We're tough in conditions like that.
First one that we got, Fabio. That was the guy right before me, got him and only using 50 watts.
The location makes a difference. Depending on band condition, you never know what you're going to get. We got very unusual sunspot conditions right now. 40 meters, you never know.
A couple of parts on 40 meters that have some foreign AM stations on them. And that till about 8 o'clock, and man, that part of the band is totally unusable for me.
Yeah, see, you shouldn't be up there. That's why I want to get my extra class and get the heck out of that spot. Because where you are is the worst spot of the band, because all the irresponsible generals are down there, and nobody has any manners down there. The extra part, most of the people are a lot more responsible about it than the lower part of the band.
Check into the 3915 net, single sideband net last night, and that, so that was a good thing.
Pretty hard sometimes.
The last three times I couldn't make it.
And I don't know why they do it. I talked to Ray about this several times. I said, I don't know why you guys have that net, gray line conditions, where you know darn well you have the worst local conditions, and sometimes it renders that frequency useless for local stuff.
3915 is sometimes there's guys down on 3913, and it's really hard to get them tuned out to where you can hear good.
Well, I just make a man. I'm gonna do it one night. I'm gonna check in with the cars on AM one night. I'm gonna walk right over here. I'm gonna give the same pieces to that. I'm gonna check in the side of on AM with the cars one night with the Drake 4L. I'm gonna educate him a little bit.
T.O.T. Mobile.
Well, guys, I'll catch y'all after a while. KM4NAP, clear. 73s.
Trying to wake up, that's all. But it's Friday, so I got that going for me. How about you?
Yeah, looking forward to this Friday. So it's going to be a good day. Last night, Ed and I got to work two operators out of Italy, but neither one of us could get the guy in France, so.
Cool.
It's a little bit better now.
Now, Al, you was, a couple minutes ago, you was pretty bad.
I turned off the, there's a radio in the other room, isn't it? On FM, and I turned the TV off, which is next to me, too. This digital crap really messes the band up. I don't know what else is doing it.
And a little bit of maybe snow flurries this morning sometime.
Get rid of those stupid mosquitoes is to get a real... We really need about 8-degree snap for a night.
But all that, I've been to Alaska north of the Arctic Circle, and I tell you what, that's where the worst mosquitoes I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, as much as it is, I think the big thing is the amount of water that you run into that's standing in water and stuff with the humidity is what they seem to like. Solution to mosquitoes. Capacitors, I'll rescue them. Two with the cats, too.
For the cat.
Right, I lock them out of my room and I go to sleep.
KN4TFW.
Two is I turn off the radio a little bit so I don't have to hear them crying and clawing at the door all night. You see how that turned off with a really good balance on that thing. We gotta get to that.
Get online and break down, buy me a couple of connectors and a couple of other things and work with it. And I think I can get it a lot better, although it, you know, it's doing pretty decent, but I think it can be a lot better.
Why don't you try the 4-to-1 I got right here? It's already made up. I just got to glue the ends on it, and it's ready to go. It's already set to go. I believe 4-to-1 is going to get you close enough.
Yeah, hooked up with you one day and after work and come over there and get it.
We'll get together.
What day plan today?
You know, man, I'm not sure. I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm already pondering in my head what I've got to do today. I know I've got a couple big projects at the shop I'm trying to play a juggling match with, you know, to figure out how to get them all finished up, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it today. Just don't have enough bodies to throw at stuff right this second on a certain type. We have several, you know, real technical jobs right now, and you know, we only have a few guys that, you know, that we can just turn loose on stuff like that, and then I need a few of the more basic, you know, maintenance type jobs. I could use some more of those right now, but so yeah, I mean, it's gonna be one of them. It's not real hectic because we got a lot going on. It'll be hectic because I'm trying to make sure I'm keeping everybody busy type of thing.
Hey, Mobile.
Good morning.
Be quiet this morning.
Just recuperating from yesterday and looking forward to tonight.
Hey, you guys getting a beep on the transmission end?
my handheld. This is the first time I've been on my mobile since that started. I thought that was that stupid handheld. I was about ready to throw that thing out the window because that's about annoying.
It's going away in a couple of weeks. But, you know, I told him, I said, man, I didn't like it like that. The other one wasn't too bad. I've heard a couple of people on the radio that said they really liked it. But I don't know. As far as I know, it's going away in a couple of weeks when they do some more upgrading to it.
What does it serve?
I could chunk the repeater. You can tell if you're making it, you know, without actually talking to anybody.
Okay. KK4NXE, looking forward to a good meal this evening.
Pointed. That, I just said, yep, you're not going to be disappointed.
Call sign, I want his call sign down. I have to someone text him. Because I cannot find it. What is Dennis' call sign? If you can let me know what it is, I'll write it down and I'll get someone to get a hold of him.
I don't remember it.
I'm sitting here thinking, man, I'm drawing a total blank on his call sign. All I could do is just take a complete and total guess, and that'd be it. So I don't know.
It's probably somewhere, but I'll tell you what. Maybe it's where that darn voltmeter is.
Had him call you recently. Didn't you write that number down?
Yes, what happened was, when I did write it down, somehow the cat spilled water on a piece of paper, and it wasn't plastic paper, I'm not sure. And I couldn't figure out, I know it's call sign, but I got such a blank, it's crazy. And I've torn this place apart, I crawled on the floor, and my voltmeter's gone too, I don't understand. It's probably some stupid hit spot fell somewhere, and I don't know.
Cat ain't moonlighting on you and doing some side work.
I've seen him push stuff across the floor, drag papers off the table, knock my keys between a chair and a wall, underneath the dryer and the washer. You won't believe what this cat's doing.
Checking in. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good day, and we'll see you later on. 73KK4POT.
Good one. Look forward to seeing you tonight. KN4TFW.
KN4NXE, we'll talk to you shortly.
Not only this time. Boys over here sometimes. It's crazy.
I worked digitally to two operators last night.
Each other.
That's a negative. We've only been able to talk to each other one time.
40 meters during the day, you can't hear no one for this within 20 miles.
We both could hear the operator we were trying to reach, you know what I mean? Acknowledge that each of us got him in that, but we couldn't hear each other.
Oh, did you hear the operator acknowledge it?
31, but I did on some of the other ones that we've been working over the weekend and that.
Now, that's pretty cool.
K-Index, see what it is. I can't listen to WWB. I don't have a receiver, but find out what the K-Index is and pay attention to it.
Operators say that, you know, thank you for South Carolina or whatever, and then my text will go off and they had to say he got him.
Check out WWB and the K-Index.
Learning curve to be good at HF and figure out everything that's actually happening.
5-6 years ago, I knew what was going on, but KI4LN, but when I got into it, every time I thought I figured something else got me.
Both tried to get, there was a guy in there from France, and man, he was 5'9 plus 10. And we both tried him in that, and I've tried him two different times, and I ain't got him yet.
Look at a picture of his station, I'll bet he's got a beam.
Was, up in, I went up toward Brevard,
gone on East Fork Road and went down to Rosman from East Fork Road. And there was a guy down there that had a massive beam. I'm telling you, that thing was massive. But he was down in a valley, and then he had probably, I'd say a 30-foot vertical antenna down there. I knew that guy was in the ham radio because he had a set up and a half down there at his place.
Honey, on 2 meters from Brevard once in a while in the afternoon. I know he's traveling back over that way. I wonder if that's him.
I don't know. You'd have to ask if he lived on East Fork Road.
Just call into the little app on my phone. It'll tell me.
I've got a picture of those antennas. I'd be proud if I had that set up.
The antenna is the whole keylet. Another antenna that works very good is a log periodic. You need a lot of room when you got to do phase it and all kinds of stuff. I talked to Chuck on AM-WA1EKV one night on, with my crummy 20-meter antenna I had, and he used a log periodic, and he actually heard me. I was running 100 watts. He said, oh, you're just a throwing signal. You're doing all right.
Heard anything on 10-meter FM on any of those repeaters?
No, I haven't.
On the Empire State Building up there, I used to work it all the time.
Figure that out. I know when on the radio, if you go to AM or FM, the big knob doesn't work. You have to use a different knob to tune with, and that, so I'm still learning how to figure it all out.
You got to program in the frequency, the slit in the repeater to do it. It's not easy to program these things.
Arrived at the workplace for a nice Friday, hopefully. So I'll say 73 to you guys. Hope you guys have an awesome day. Stay dry. It's supposed to rain or do something this afternoon. And Mike, look forward to seeing you this evening. KN4TFW.
We'll catch up with you later. You have a good day. Be safe. And have a great great work day. 73's, my friend. KK4 NXE.
Forrest, can you mess with me? I'm a hot hooker for antenna. I'm gonna plug it in.
That cat on out.
Outside right now, because I threw some stuff outside. I cleaned up the garbage that fell on the floor, so I wrapped bag and I threw it outside. Maybe he's outside running around. I don't know. I haven't seen him in like an hour. I'm listening to WWV at different frequencies and get used every day what it does. There's a spot on 21 way with 20 meters. There's one at, let's see, good thing now. 20 meters is in the 14, so there's WWV 15 megahertz. There's one at 5, 10, 15, and 20. And I think there's one at 25, I don't remember. There's also one at 9 at 2.5 megahertz. Just above the AM band, but you won't hear that one very much.
That'd be a, give me that, is that a website?
Yeah, station, it gives you the time. It's WWP, it gives you military time, and it gives you K-index and stuff like that. It's used for setting the time clocks. It was used for the beacons for, so people could use it for transponders and stuff. It's they use it for sea navigation and stuff like that. It gives all the coordinates. It's called WWV. It's an AM time station. A clock to it.
See, is that on? I mean, where would you find that station?
Megahertz, you'll hear it at night. 10 megahertz, you just tune around the AM band, you'll find, or even 5 band, you'll find it. It's got a zip through the band, but if you get a chance, program in 5 megahertz, 10 megahertz, or one of them, and you'll find it. Website, I never seen it, but I probably do. 6 o'clock, probably.
That, I couldn't hear a thing you said, Al. That ain't your antenna, dude. That's in your radio. Because you were coming in and out. I couldn't understand what you said, but it's almost like you got a bad connection and a transmit or something. Unintelligible. Your radio, because I've never seen an antenna go out, and I'm just wondering if your radio, once it gets warmed up, if something isn't an issue there. It's still clear.
It's something I receive. That's what gets me. I don't know. I can't figure it out because I've moved all the connections. I've checked everything I can. I got no watt meter to find out. I got no way to respond if I had another receiver. I don't have another receiver to listen to it, so I can't tell.
It faded from crystal clear to just white noise galore, and then faded back into crystal clear.
I said, you're still has the same way I'm receiving. Even where the frequency is, I have no idea.
I don't understand anything you said.
Okay, I can't find it.
It happens every morning, most mornings, I won't say every morning, but most mornings, after you've been talking for about 20 minutes. Why don't you turn your power supply off and your radio, wait for about 5 minutes, and then come back on. I'll be here.